Okay, so what is quantum physics? This is a contextual bit. What is quantum physics? Well, it's the physics of the very small. Physics, of course, concerns itself with matter. That's what it's primarily concerned with, the science of matter. And quantum physics is the physics of the very small bits of matter, the smallest bits of matter there are that we can imagine. It's primarily about atoms and the bits that make up atoms, and atoms make up everything else. So I thought, well, how small? I'd like to give you some illustrations of how small is the very small. And so I'm just going to use some analogies. So if you take a granule of sugar, brown sugar, you know, the light stuff, not the thick muscovado or whatever, but the light sort of demerara sugar, a grain is probably about a millimetre across, isn't it, a millimetre-ish. That little millimetre square or cube of sugar contains, in the order of, 1,000 billion atoms. 1,000 billion. And a billion is 1,000 million, or at least that's how I'm using it. So 1,000 billion. That's one. If you wanted to write it out, it would be one followed by 21 noughts, zeros, yeah? Which is a lot, isn't it? It's a lot. And that's in a grain of sugar. Give or take it, probably a few, I don't know, billion. So another way that I came across of thinking about it was if you had a millimetre of stuff, I don't know, sugar or anything else, and you wanted to count how many atoms you'd have to lay end to end to just form a millimetre line of atoms, well, it would be equivalent, roughly, to laying pieces of paper on the ground, sheets of paper, from the ground up to the height of the Empire State Building. It would take as many sheets of paper to cover the height of the Empire State Building as it would to have as lines of atoms in a millimetre. So that's huge, isn't it? That's huge. And another fact which might help or might not, might help at least sort of bamboozle you, is atoms weigh roughly, or the little bits of atoms weigh roughly a billionth of a billionth of a billionth of a gram. Yeah? So 1 gram of stuff would have to contain a billion of these things. Yeah? And so I thought, well, what does a billion look like? I mean, it's hard to know what a billion is. And I came across this thing which said, well, if you took sugar cubes, sugar seems to feature largely in my life. If you took sugar cubes that are about a centimetre cubed, how many, and you laid them out end to end, yeah? How far would a billion sugar cubes stretch? And they'd stretch to the distance of a billion light years, which is a tenth. It's about a tenth of the distance to the furthest known thing in the universe. So it's about the tenth of the distance of the observable universe. Yeah, that's how many a billion is. So you could say that the quantum world is as to a sugar cube, as a sugar cube is to the entire universe, observable universe. Yeah, it's that much smaller. Yeah, to a sugar cube. So perhaps it's not surprising that the physics of atoms is weird. Very, very weird. I think it's extraordinary that, in a way, that human endeavour has been sort of audacious enough to want to even try and probe into that level of smallness. Yeah. But even more astounding is that within an atom, mostly there's nothing. Mostly there's nothing. One way of thinking about an atom is that, most of the stuff in there, the most of the matter, is condensed into a tiny, tiny, tiny bit at the centre, which I've drawn there, not so tiny. And that the rest of the stuff is just whizzing around it, flying around it, in empty space. So an electron is a bit of an atom that's flying around this stuff at the centre, flying around this nucleus. Well, if you blew an atom up to the size of St. Peter's Dome in Rome, which is the largest dome, I'm told, in the world, then the stuff at the center, the nucleus, would be the size of a fly buzzing around that dome. Yeah? The rest would be sort of empty space. So what we think of as solid stuff is largely empty space. Yeah? There's nothing there. We have this illusion of solidity.